It was just last year that Portland legalized recreational marijuana. David Boyer of the Marijuana Policy Project hopes Lewiston, South Portland, and York will follow suit this year. Boyer says the Marijuana Policy Project targeted York in particular because of what he describes as aggressive police enforcement of marijuana laws.
The amount of summons that the police here give, we were astonished that, you know, it was more than places like Portland and Lewiston and even South Portland.
If the ballot initiative passes, it will make it legal for adults 21 and older to possess and consume up to 1 ounce of marijuana in non-public settings. Boyer says marijuana is less harmful than alcohol, and adults shouldn't be punished for using it. Scott Gagner of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM, agrees there are social justice issues associated with marijuana, but
that's something that is not particular to marijuana. You know, if you look at alcohol arrests right now, there's higher arrest rates amongst minorities and, you know, in vulnerable populations. So clearly legalization doesn't solve that issue.
Gagner says York is already dealing with problems from the legalization of medical marijuana in the state. He says there have been complaints of a caregiver collective that's taking on more patients than allowed, causing traffic and noise problems.
We do just think the way that the policy is set up is it doesn't allow for any meaningful remedies for situations like this, and which again is why we think, you know, adding recreational marijuana to the mix is just not a good time. We need to sort out, you know, the problems and the gaps with our current marijuana policies before we entertain or look at any others.
What trumps the whole issue of legalizing marijuana, says Gagner, is that the petition itself is unlawful because even if the initiative passes, it violates state and federal law. David Boyer of the Marijuana Policy Project says, on the contrary, it would give police a choice.
When they pull someone over, they use their discretion whether or not to give them a ticket or a warning. They use discretion every day.
This doesn't legalize it. All it says is that citizens in York, if it passes, really want the state and the federal government to address it.
Ron Nowell is a York selectman. He says he supports citizens' rights to vote on the issue, but personally, as a combat veteran, he supports legalizing marijuana.
You know, I got a number of veteran friends, and they don't have the money to go to a doctor and pay $250 to get a prescription or whatever, and they need it to deal with the stresses of PTSD.
Scott Gagner of Smart Approaches to Marijuana is asking the Marijuana Policy Project to set aside its push to legalize marijuana and instead collaborate to solve existing marijuana policy issues. David Boyer says the policy project will come to the table as soon as SAM acknowledges that marijuana is safer than alcohol. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.